It's time to go Inside the Huddle with Lions quarterback Jared Goff. Brought to you by Ford, built for America.
Jared Goff with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Obviously, big news today, unfortunately, with the Jamison Williams suspension. And Jared, let's just start there. You're a veteran. You're a leader. Young guys look up to you. I know all the guys are pros in that locker room. But have you had a chance to talk to J-Mo or anybody about this?
No, I haven't really. And to be honest, you guys know I can't talk about it. So, well, it is what it is. We'll see what happens.
Do you step up to reassure the offense and everybody, hey, we still have a job to do, and guys go down during the season, we still got to get this done?
I mean, yeah, there's injuries every week. I don't think, the guy goes out, guy misses a game, it doesn't change our goals or our expectations.
We've seen Tim Patrick emerge a little bit, quite a bit, actually, and now maybe Allen Robinson might get the bump up. What have you seen from him in practice?
Yeah, Allen's been just such a professional. I've been so impressed by him, to be honest. And, he's been around the league for a long time, maybe a year or two longer than I've been around. But we've kind of crossed paths here and there playing against each other. And he's always been productive, always been a good player. And but I'd never had the chance to play with him. And obviously now I do. And just seeing him in practice every day, it really is impressive. The way he approaches every single day. And even more so as a veteran guy who hasn't gotten the touches and hasn't gotten the looks on game day, obviously. But he shows up to practice every day. He always does the right thing. He's always where he needs to be. And if he gets an opportunity as we go along this season, it'll be good for him.
Can you talk about what it's like to be on a heater like this? I mean, you played beyond elite a level for the last several weeks here with this team. And, as a player in the league, it's got to be pretty satisfying to see that happen. But can you explain it all to us, what it feels like when you're in the game situation and everything's just clicking for you?
Yeah, I don't feel like I am or our offense is doing anything extraordinary or special. We're just kind of doing our jobs, to be honest. And I know it's so cliche, but it really is the truth. And I feel like I'm playing extremely disciplined right now. I think that's the crux of it. I don't think there's been, certain things that, are super managed by me or anyone else. We're just staying within ourselves, doing our job, attacking the defense, applying pressure to them, and we have a ton of good players. We do. We've got a good coaching staff. Ben puts a good scheme together for us, and we've done a good job these past few weeks. But this is where it gets hard now. Teams get some film on us, and it's hard to keep it going, and we're ready for the challenge.
Do you find that's the key? Dan Campbell had mentioned that this morning with the guys in the morning show that he thinks that, initially maybe you were just trying to do too much, but now you're kind of staying within yourself, and you're seeing the results. Do you think that's pretty accurate?
You're saying for me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know. I mean, it's been a good few weeks, and I'm finding the open guys. They're getting open. I'm hitting them. We're protecting well, and just kind of doing what we should do.
So, Viking game, it's such a huge win on so many levels for the division, the conference. It's just a big win. But let's start with the atmosphere. What was it like in Minnesota?
It was really amazing. It really was. It was fun. That's always a fun place to play because those fans bring it. And obviously with them being a great team this year, they bring it even more. And we're a great team. And so we knew it was going to be a fun, loud environment. And it lived up to the billing. And it was a fun time.
How unique, or do you guys talk at all about that Skol chant before the game where they're clapping above their heads and chanting Skol?
Do we talk about it? Not really. I mean, we know it's coming. And, It's cool. It is cool to see, and it is fun.
With all that said, the sense of satisfaction, I know you've moved on. You guys are on to the next game, but can you take us back to inside that locker room? The sense of satisfaction to get that W.
Yeah, it's big. It really is. And I think, you get three of these road division games a year, and of course you want to win them all, but when you can win the early ones and you can win the ones against, a team that's undefeated like that, they're big. They really are, and we'll get them at home later in the year. But those road ones are tough, and we've got two more of those at some point this year, and they're always hard.
I think we've asked you in the past about are you a superstitious guy? I think you said no, but are you at least conscious of your routines over the last few weeks and making sure that you repeat the routines that you have going on?
I've had a similar routine now for about 6 years. So I'm probably doing the same stuff I've always been doing. It's not like I'm doing something different. feel like I'm in a good place, playing confident. Our offense is playing confident, but there's no secret sauce. It's just doing your job.
There was a play in the game against the Vikings where Grenard, the defensive end, kind of reached out and grabbed your shoulder. You stepped up in the pocket and delivered a strike down the field for another first down. I mean, it's plays like that. It I think Lions fans collectively just say that's awesome. But for you, how long did it take you to get accustomed and just as a quarterback, not even just in the National Football League, but maybe earlier on, that knowing that you're going to get hit, you're going to take your hits, but you have to trust the process. You got to trust in your linemen to keep that pocket going so you can step up.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. I think when you're younger, you get hit early on in your career and you're trying to figure out, you know, okay, how long do I have to hang on to the ball in the pocket? And as you go on in your career, you get more comfortable with that timing. It becomes subconscious. And then I think, you know, when you play behind really good O-lines, you get really comfortable and you get really, you know, having a good idea of how long you have. And with our group up front, the group I've had in front of me for a few years now, it is a little bit different than the rest of the league where I do have that confidence in them and comfortability to sit in there and to know where my spot is in the pocket and for us to be on the same page.
The touchdown pass to Amon-Ra, you guys, they crowd the line of scrimmage. Greg Olsen on the broadcast, going to be interesting to see who they bring here. There's seven guys up front. You've got five blockers. You've got David in the backfield. Tim Patrick comes in motion. Was that part of the play design, or was that an option? You said, we better get him in here, and you called him in.
No, that was part of the play design.
Okay, gotcha. And yeah. And so the throw and the catch gets all the attention. The protection when they rush seven was what made that play possible.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, we knew that they're a zero blitz team. They like to send all those guys and bring them. And when you do that, you're vulnerable on the back end. And if we're able to pick it up like we were there, you know, there's holes to be had. And that's the coin they're willing to flip and take those chances. And it's worked for them in the past. And sometimes it doesn't. We were able to take advantage of them on that one.
It's funny because when they crowded the line and I saw them bring everybody, I immediately thought, this could be a touchdown because you knew that they were vulnerable in the back. Were you thinking the same thing? This is going to be a big play?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're ready for those cover zero looks. And as soon as you know it and you know they're bringing them, it's game on and you're ready to throw a touchdown.
You present yourself on the field as completely confident and calm going into the game-winning drive. Now, is that an accurate description about how you feel on the inside as well? And how are you able to calm the nerves and really kind of rise up to the occasion in a situation like that?
Yeah, I do. I do feel calm. I feel like we had the ball, I think, on like the 30-yard line, three drives in a row. One of them, we had the unfortunate fumble. They take it back. Next one, I believe we went three and out or had four or five plays and punted it. And then our defense got stopped. We got our third chance on the 30-yard line. So it was like we kind of were like, all right, guys, like now it's time to go. And, you know, we got those couple big runs early. I was able to check it down to Gibbs for a big gain and then hit St. Brown. It was, again, it was standard operating procedure. There wasn't anything abnormal we were doing. There was no secret or there's no, you know, special thing that we did on that drive. It was executing our plays like we know how to. And for me personally, I try to remain that steady guy that these guys can look to. And, I did feel good. I did feel confident. I felt calm. And certainly when you have a kicker like Bates, you know, you don't have to get very far down there. And we were able to make it happen.
Have you always been that way? Or was there a moment in your career, whether it be, you know, Little League football or high school football or even college, where you just, you know what, I'm confident in my abilities. I got this. And I'll exude this calmness and the team's going to reflect that.
Yeah, it's always just kind of been part of my demeanor, part of who I am. But I do think it's important for the quarterback to display that. And, you know, for me, it comes pretty organically, so I don't have to force it. But, yeah, I do think those guys can feel it at times when I am calm like that.
One thing about Bates, Dan Campbell told a story today that Dave Phipp, the special teams coordinator, brought up, that the team had a foaling tournament and Bates made it to the finals. Can you take us in there? Like, did Bates really show out that day and suddenly show he can handle pressure?
Yeah, you know, it's a good story. And yeah, I think so. I think, you know, regardless of what it is, it was, you know, we did this tournament. And so there, I don't know how many teams there were, probably 32 teams. And it's a whole bracket situation. So it gets all the way down to the finals and there's two teams left. And he was on one of the final teams. So the whole team's watching. And, you know, he's not kicking, he's throwing it, but he's still, there's high pressure situations and he was executing. And so, yeah, you can look to that as part of just who he is. He doesn't see these moments as too big and is under control and has such a great demeanor to him for a young guy who's starting out in the league. He's got such a bright future.
Did his team win the tournament?
I think so, yeah. I think so. I think they did win. He was making some – I think he may have made the winning throw. I mean, don't quote me on that, but, yeah, I believe so.
All right.
Who's got the best arm on the team that's a non-quarterback?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Oh, you know – oh, God, I'm going to offend some people if I say the wrong thing. I would say, you know, Kirby actually can throw it pretty far. Like, accuracy, none of these guys have accuracy. St. Brown, I'll say him. He can't throw it that far, though. Like, Kirby can, like, chuck it.
Jack Fox?
I mean, yeah, he throws it okay. I mean, far, though. Like, Pene can throw it pretty far.
Of course he can.
Oh, I mean, he can do anything.
What can't Pene do? But, yeah, he can throw it pretty far.
The final thing for me, other side of the ball, but what can you say about Brian Branch?
Yeah, he's been incredible. He really has, and I'd be lying if I said I was surprised. Like, he's been doing this in practice to me and to our offense for 2 years now, and then through training camp, you saw the move to safety for him and how good that's been for him. And he's an instinctive player. He really is. I mean, both those guys back there, him and Kirby, are both just so instinctive, such ball hawks. But, yeah, Brian's been a guy who's around the ball. He's got a nose for it and it tends to make those plays, and I'm happy he's on our side.
Have you ever had run-ins with fans that are fantasy football owners and complain to you about, hey, man, how come you're not getting the ball to so-and-so? And if you had, how do you deal with that? And can you relay one of those funny encounters?
You know, quite a bit, actually. I mean, it's more so like in the off-season, like, hey, make sure you throw it to this guy. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll file that away for week 7 when we're playing the Titans to make sure I get it to that guy for you. But no, it's always fun to, you know, hear that, but it's never ever a considered thought. And I wish everyone the best with their fantasy teams, but I'm not concerned.
Jared, thanks for your time as always. We'll talk again next week. Good luck against Tennessee this weekend.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There Thanks, he is, Jared.
Jared Goff, Lions quarterback, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.